We're talking with Jimmy Kinder from southwestern Oklahoma. Jimmy, we're, of course, in the early April now, and we are definitely a few weeks behind where we were this time in 2012.
Well, that's correct. It may be a blessing in disguise as we're getting some rain right now, and I'm just glad that the crop's a little bit behind where it was last year and developmentally, so maybe this rain will be able to help us develop a better crop.
Let's talk about wheat maybe first of all. You're in the kind of that southwestern swath of counties that saw some pretty cold temperatures, not just one night but two nights this earlier, about a week ago now.
Yesterday I went out and looked at some of the crop and did find some freeze damage in some of the wheat. The head was freezing up in the boot, but it's probably, I'm going to say, 10% of that field was affected that way yield-wise. Of course, the drought's the big yield drag in that field. So, I think we definitely got hurt, but the drought is going to be the major issue for the day.
Now assuming that you get your share of some of this rain that we're talking about this week, pretty good sound effect here in the middle of all that. You know, as soon as you get some of that, some of this moisture we are getting right now as we speak, you know, what's the prospects for your crop? In other words, what is your potential at this point?
I think right now anybody that back home, if we could bring an average wheat crop forward, I think we would be happy. I think there's some fields that can definitely do better than average, but you always got those certain fields that production-wise just didn't make it through the winter very well, and because of stand issues or weeds or something are going to be a drag. So this year, if I can get an average wheat crop, I'll be happy.
Let's talk about canola for a moment, if we might. You've got acres of canola out this year, right?
Yeah, correct. We've got some canola. It's also a couple of weeks behind from where it was last year. It also, some of the early varieties, I got a test plot down by Cookeytown, Oklahoma, that some of the early varieties did take a little bit of freeze damage, but I think they'll be able to rebloom and produce okay. But most of the canola, I think, is going to be okay.
Are you got anything blooming yet?
Yeah, we're probably about 10% bloomed in our area right now, and just more and more every day. So we're just fixed to get real pretty.
So you've actually got a little bit of height on your crop then.
Yes, we're seeing some height grow. Of course, there's some plants there that still need that rain, that little drink of water to get going, and we're hoping that they'll be able to come on and produce some seed.
What are you thinking average for you when it comes to canola is going to end up being over the first few years of your production history?
We've been able to produce anywhere from 20 to 30 bushels of canola, and of course canola weighs 50 pounds to the acre, so or to the bushel, and so we've seen it not quite yield as well as some of our wheat, but because of the price and what it's been able to do with subsequent wheat crops, we've seen increased yields on subsequent wheat crops that we think it's a real viable crop for our area.
You got any ideas on spring planted crops this year that you're thinking about?
It's kind of funny. I had a producer just ask me a while ago what I'm going to do, and it all, I guess, depends on this rain and see how optimistic we are. If we have started to have a lot of acres condemned because of freeze or drought, that's of course going to try to affect my decision, but I'm going to definitely probably plant some milo this year, and we'll see what else we can drum up and put in the drill.